In its latest snapshot of America's economic health, the U.S. Central Bank says overall conditions continue to deteriorate in recent months in all regions of the United States. The report says American consumers have reacted to a severe recession by further cutting back spending, prompting dismal retail sales numbers and forcing businesses to cut back on production. The Federal Reserve has slashed U.S. interest rates to record low levels, and there is no indication that it intends to tighten monetary policy anytime soon. The Fed report came hours after the U.S. Commerce Department said retail sales fell for a record sixth consecutive month in December, plummeting 2.7%, more than double what many economists had expected. Retail industry analyst Ken Perkins.
Same-store sales have been negative for month after month after month. Is reflective of how difficult the retailing environment is out there and how much consumers have scaled back their spending. I mean, this was just a terrible number.
Responding to weak demand, businesses cut their product inventories by 0.7% in November, the largest decline in 7 years. U.S. consumer spending accounts for more than half of the country's economic activity, and the protracted slump in retail sales is seen as yet another strong indicator of economic weakness. If 2008 was the year that saw the obliteration of America's biggest names in the financial services industry, 2009 could be the year of failed U.S. retailers, according to economist Robert Dye of PNC Financial Services.
We're going to be seeing a rash of store closings and retail bankruptcies here over the next few months.
Last week, perhaps America's best-known retail stores, Macy's, announced poor sales were forcing it to close a number of its outlets around the country. Economic pain extends far beyond the United States. New rounds of job cuts are being announced almost daily in many countries, including Britain, where banks, car makers, and retailers announced a combined total of nearly 3,000 workers eliminated from payrolls Wednesday. The drumbeat of negative economic news is taking a toll on oil prices, which slid under $36 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Poor economic indicators are also punishing financial markets, according to Al Goldman, chief market strategist at Wachovia Securities.
Investors are still very nervous, very jumpy, and as we can see today, it doesn't take much to knock the market down sharply.
Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average had triple-digit losses in late-day trading. Shares in London, Paris, and Frankfurt all finished the day down more than 4.5%. Markets in Tokyo and Hong Kong both recorded slight gains. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.